Okay, I'm Scott Walker. I'm the program coordinator for Trinity Valley Community College in Palestine, Texas. And this was one of the strangest calls I ever ran in my life, but yet it was, I don't know, it's kind of an education at the same time about getting close to patient families. When the Dallas Cowboys were not playing such good football, we actually ran a guy one night who was a Methodist minister that went into cardiac arrest during the football game. His wife was gone. Don't know, really, we kind of thought this guy had been down for at least 25 to 30 minutes when we got there. Thought that we would never even get this guy back. She walks through the living room, looks at me, and she says, "Is he going to live?" And I looked over, of course, and being in my 20s and, you know, full of myself, I said, "Well, he's going to live. If I have anything to do with it, he's going to make it." Well, we actually converted him, and we got him back, and we got him to the hospital. Everything went just fine. Went in, of course, went home, came back off of her shift a couple of days later, and went up to ICU. We had to go see what was going on with him. Well, we go around to his room, and this is a guy sitting in his silk pajamas reading a newspaper. Complete recovery, was we thought. Well, the guy was ended up diagnosed with a cardiomyopathy, and he was on a transplant list. 6 weeks to the day that we ran him again in cardiac arrest at his house, same position, got him back, got him to the hospital, and 2 weeks later he died in the ICU waiting on a heart. And we got real close to the family, and the lessons that we learned from that is, yes, it's nice to get to know the family of somebody you do like that, but it can also mentally really wear on you because you put forth all the effort into this guy and everything was going fine and still the results ended up negative at the end. So, you know, like I said, it was one of the strangest calls I have ever ran, because running the same guy twice in cardiac arrest twice, I mean, same clothes, same position in the living room, and same scenario, wife goes to the convenience store to go get something, comes back and finds him in cardiac arrest. One of the strangest things, one of the stranger ones I'd ever run at that point. So that's me.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from EMSresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.